what are the functions of HR, and counseling has become a very important function in today's world. Today's multiple people are being kept away from the work many times by multiple things. They have to look after their families, their children, their other things. They have got multiple commitments. So unless they are involved in your work by proper counseling, at times people's mental health is not proper. So they go for drug addiction, alcohol, marijuana, cocaine. They may not work properly because they are either anxious or depressed. In that case, you should have good counseling HR who have got the degree in counseling, in MSW in social work and MA in psychology. They can know the in and out of the person in a better way and then guide them in working properly. So counseling may require advanced training and certification. It can be marital counseling when they are married. As we know, nowadays the divorce rate has also increased markedly. Somebody jokingly told that what is the most common cause of divorce? Somebody said that it is marriage. So today people are become short-sighted. They can't, you know, they go on arguing with for small things, and compromise is becoming less and less in today's individualistic world of today's nuclear families and other things. So marital counseling is also needed, for which you should have a better HR manager who's got a proper master's degree in counseling. Drug and alcohol addiction, even in family crisis, at times people go into depression or they are anxious, and hence you need a good HR manager for doing the counseling work for them. The Workman Compensation Act leads to any injuries or sicknesses which has due to the occupation of the person, one has to give them some claims which are there. And hence for injury, then for layoff, also you are supposed to get them some claims. And if somebody is fired, he may go into court. So one should know the legal aspect of it. So many of these HR people who are looking after the industrial relations and the going to claims of the workers, most of them are usually LLBs or LLMs. They have done the course in legal profession. And for any harassment by the supervisor to the manager or the manager to the employee or the worker, at times they are going to be not functioning. They may go into, enhancing the irritability in the department, or they may, involve other people regarding that, and unnecessarily they can create problem for the functioning of the department, or they may harass the supervisor or the manager also at times in reciprocation, and hence HR manager is required to take care of the settlement among them also. Then HR manager is required for professional development programs for all the employees, right from the labor to the top manager. State and federal regulations are changing day by day, and they have to comply with all the statutory requirements. So for that also HR manager is required. Workplace safety and sanitation. Safety is very important for all the workers, especially more in the manufacturing industry where various physical, chemical, biological hazards are there, like sand is there or the organic dust is there, which can lead to the problem of the pneumoconiosis or the lung pneumonia and other farmer's lung, etc. Then heat is there, which can lead to heat stroke and other things. Then vibration is there. Then radiation is there, excessive light, glare is there, or diminished light is there, which can lead to minor nystagmus, etc. So physical hazards and chemical hazards like acids, alkalis, splashes in the eye and other places, accidents, mechanical injuries, all these things are there. So one has to have a safe environment. So guarding of the machines, hearing conservation programs, eye safety programs, confined space hazards, one has to have confined space hazard control program and prevention programs. The safety regulator, safety department should be there. Safety manager should be taking care of all the safety aspects. There is a safety week one has to celebrate from say 4th of March to 11th of March. One can have the program for them, and the trophies may be given to workshops who are best safe work environment is there. So for workplace safety and sanitation, in today's world of corona, sanitation is extremely important. One should have at all the prime places and inside the workshop and at the gate, etc., at the beginning of the factory, etc., all the organizations, office, wherever it is, the sanitizer, so that one can enter at that time. Sanitizer is required. He should sanitize his hands. The temperature may be taken in today's world of requirement of corona, etc. So all these are to be taken care of by HR manager. And they have to improve the staff morale and motivate them. They should develop citizenship and ownership of the company among the employees so that we can have better retention of the employees and attrition rate is minimized. So what are the HRM objectives and supportive functions? Societal objectives are regarding the legal compliance, the benefits to the employees, employee benefits in the form of various perks and the cultural programs for them, and the some parties one can organize for them. There can be holiday homes for them. Compulsory leave may be given. Union management relations, all these are societal objectives. Then comes the organizational objectives are like based on the business goals, one should have human resource planning, employee relations, selection, placement of the employees, performance appraisal, training and development, and performance assessment or assessment centers where they can be assessed properly at the time of selection as well as at the time of transfers and promotions. Functional objectives like appraisal, placement, assessment. Personal objectives like training and development, appraisal, placement, compensation, and assessment. So, HRM as a profession. Engineering is a profession. Doctor is a profession. Chartered accountant is a profession. So similarly, human resource management is also a profession. Now, what are the characteristics of a profession which are fulfilled by HRM? It requires special knowledge of the subject in which you have got the mastery. So, HRM profession, as a profession, you should become masters in HRM, MBA HR. Okay, that means you have got a special knowledge about this, where you are learning the various subjects of HR related subjects like organization behavior, organizational development, organizational theory, HR management, human capital management, and marketing and HR, finance and HR, various subjects are there in HR management. So one should have expertise in the field, and he has got the special knowledge of managing the people, and it should be uniform for all the HR managers. Like doctors have got the uniform studies they have done regarding anatomy, physiology, biology, the biochemistry, the pharmacology, the surgical, medical, the gynec and obstetric skills, ENT, ophthalmology, etc. The basics, everything has been taught during the MBBS level in first, second and third MBBS, and they go for even the internship of 1 year rigorous training, then only they become a professional doctor. Similarly, HR manager should have a rigorous training, and he should have an internship in some industry or the organization as in to learn the tricks of the trade as far as the HR profession is concerned. So It requires special knowledge for uniform performance of standard practices. They have to have a standard practices. All the HR managers should be using the same practices in their organizations and procedures. They require special competence, skills, independent objective judgment. They should be independently and objectively able to judge what is required at what time for the organization's goal achievement and requirement. How to behave when a factory inspector comes, what all things he should be providing him immediately, whatever he requires, what all things he is supposed to keep ready whenever there is an audit. Okay, so assumes sharing of information among all members of the profession. They should share the information among all their members of the profession. So they should have seminars, conferences, where various HR managers from various companies are meeting every now and then in form of continuous HR education and sharing of ideas and best practices among various organizations. They should have a proper code of conduct. It requires high degree of personal responsibility, accountability, and ethical practices. Human resource ethics is also very important. You have to have ethical practices in your organization. Business ethics is very important. Some people may feel that when you are using business ethics in your organization, probably you are going to invest a lot of money towards that also. But whatever you get with non-ethical things may be a temporary thing, but ultimately it is going to create problems for you. So one has to have ethical practices. One cannot remove a person just for a minor theft or a small thing. Principle of natural justice has to be followed by HR manager. He cannot bribe somebody and get the order, or he should not ideally poach the employee from other competitive industry. These are unethical things. So he has to follow code of conduct. It requires high degree of personal responsibility when he is dealing with people and other industries also in his tenure. He should be accountable for what he is doing, and he should follow all the required ethical practices while working as HR manager. So let us understand, what is the role of HRM in a hospital? As we know, hospital also is an industry. There may be corporate hospitals, there may be private hospitals, there may be government hospitals, there may be charitable hospitals, there may be trust-run hospitals, there may be partly private, partly charitable hospitals, etc. Hospital is the word which has come from hospice, accommodate. From accommodation it has come. So earlier some of the hotels were considered to be hospitals for sick people. If you see the history of hospital development, right? Now as we know, we are dealing with not only sick people, visitors, we are dealing with our own employees. In fact, the maximum number of employees are there in the hospital. There may be various machines for X-ray, MRI, CT scan. There may be various machines for laboratories. But ultimately, there are maximum number of people who are required to run a hospital. Nurses. Maximum number of nurses are required. Doctors. Super specialists. Pumps. Sweepers. Labor. Lab technicians. X-ray technicians. The biomedical waste hazard is there. So for that, there may be some people who are required to take care of that. Effluent treatment plant one can have in a bigger hospital. So there are a lot of people required. In a IT industry, you may require very few people. In some of the other industries, service industries also, manufacturing industries also nowadays, most of the things are being done automated. So you may require less number of people. But in hospital, maximum number of services are required to be done by people. Since the employees are most important resource for a hospital, it is all the more important that one should have a good team of HR managers in hospital. So let us understand what are the roles of HR managers in hospital. They should focus on research, analysis, and implementation of new strategic plans for training and evaluation of the competency of both the existing as well as the new staff. See, in education industry like universities, colleges, research analysis is very important. Similarly, for a hospital, research and analysis is very important in all the departments. One has to have the research done on the patients who have died. Why they were not able to survive, these people. The doctor should know. And they go on researching through the post-mortem analysis and discussing about the clinical aspects of it and the post-mortem findings of them to find out what was the cause of the death, to find out why the person died and how to prevent this kind of death in future patients. So one has to do research. One has to analyze various things. Accordingly, one has to do research and analysis for all the attrition rate in the hospital also, that why some nurses are leaving, why some doctors are leaving, so that the good skilled doctors and nurses remain with you. So research, analysis, and implementation of new strategic plan based on your goals of the hospital, whether it is a private hospital, charitable hospital, whatever it is. They have to train and evaluate the competency of both the existing as well as the new staff required for the hospital. One has to upgrade the knowledge and skill of the people, because medical field is highly evolving. Day by day, things are changing so fast. One has to evolve accordingly. When I did my MBBS course from 1975 to 1980, in our days, for the peptic ulcer, that is ulcer in the stomach or duodenum, the surgeons were operating. In today's world, for last 30 years at least, I have seen there is no more operation required for that. Only you do endoscopy, find out where the ulcer is, how bad is the ulcer, give the proper medicines. After 3 weeks, 2 weeks, you again check it by endoscopy, and usually the ulcers are healed. There is no requirement of operation at all. Earlier days, a lot of deaths were occurring due to heart problems. Today also they are occurring, no doubt, but it is much less, because nowadays we have developed the angioplasties and stents and coronary bypass operations. So we need the cath lab in a multi-speciality hospital for doing this angioplasty and stent. So based on the requirement and strategic planning, one has to develop the right kind of skilled people also. Earlier days, MRI was not there, CT scan was not there. So people were only doing x-rays, and before that even x-rays were not there, screening was there. So one has to have the right kind of skills for operating these kind of machines. And so the HR manager is the person who is going to know what are the basic skills required for various functions, and he should go on updating these skills in the existing as well as the new staff when he is appointing. Look into physical, capital, and consumables. Nowadays, since we have done HRM, we have seen HRM as strategic HRM manager. So even finance and HR management comes together, and he should know what are the various physical requirements in the form of various equipments, various machines, what are the various capital requirements for the machines, for the employees, salaries and perks and other things, and even for consumables. Implement efficient delivery system and effective medical services to achieve patient satisfaction. He has to see to it that efficient delivery system is implemented and effective medical services required for patient satisfaction and delight are provided optimally. Achieve better performance by incentives. You have to incentivize people who are working for you, those doctors, nurses, laborers, technicians. If you say that you are going to have lesser infection in our ward, let us give incentive to the doctors, nurses and laborers in that ward as an extra pay of 10% or 20% like that in that particular ward to motivate the workforce to achieve these kind of results. Then bonuses linked to performance and competencies. So performance linked pay, performance linked bonus, if you give, naturally people are likely to improve their performance, likely to improve their competencies and skills so that the performance will improve. And performance link, I mean competencies, if you are improving, you are becoming multi-skilled if required, and you are giving better results for the hospital, you should be given a higher salary or higher perks. So, we have been looking into mainly physical health more or less up till now. But today, even mental health is very, very important, especially for the hospital employees. Imagine a nurse working in ICU. Day in and day out, she may be seeing 3-4 deaths in ICUs at times. What mental torture is occurring to her that she and the doctors were not able to survive those patients? How much emotionally she may be drained daily when she goes home? The kind of patients that are there in the hospitals at time, they may be having abscesses, they may be having stench, bad odor coming from these. There may be some people working in the postmortem department where so much of bad odor is coming, or even the formalin odor is very strong. Some of the disinfectants are being used where some of the odors are there. Some of them may be allergic to certain things also. And when they are seeing so much of agony, so many deaths, so much of emotional aspect of the relatives of the patients who have died or who are sick, you can understand the crying of wives or children of the husband who was the only breadwinner of the family has died due to a disease. You can understand how the sister and doctors will be feeling regarding that, which is of course going to drain a person as far as the mental aspect is concerned. So naturally the focus on maintaining mental health of these employees is also very important for HR manager. In today's world of corona, what has happened? Total isolation is occurring for the patients. They cannot see their near and dear ones when they are on the deathbed also, or when they are recovering also. They are totally isolated for 14 days, 21 days like that. So naturally, it is a lot of mentally they are upset. And then if a good nurse is there with whom they can talk to, even they are being involved in the discussion and they are getting emotionally worried about these patients. So one has to take care of the mental health of the employees by help of periodic leave to them, by help of encouraging them, by help of counseling them with the professional counselors. The employees should be empowered so that they should be trained in such a way that they should become more and more creative and innovative. As you know, in hospital, some patients may be physically handicapped, some patients may not be able to perform certain functions because of the disabilities that they have got or impairment of function that is there. So to maintain their day-to-day activities, they should be taught certain things in a creative and innovative way by the technicians or the physiotherapists or the occupational therapists or the nurses. So one should be taking care of the employees' requirements, the patients' requirements, and accordingly they have to be taught in a creative way how they can function daily. Nursing staff also should be trained on team-based approach of the patient care. Now, what we mean by that, the patient cannot be taken care of by only one nurse throughout the day. Different nurses are required for different requirements of the patient, and hence it's always a team-based approach. So some of the nurses may be very good individually when they are having the technical knowledge about the requirement of the patient, but it is not enough. They have to know how to work in a team also, so that ultimately the patient will be benefited in the right way. The human capital investment based sound knowledgeable workforce. The workforce should have sound knowledge about their functioning, their skills required in the area of their occupation. At the same time, they should be having a flexible attitude. If they are rigid about how to deal with a patient every time in the same way, different patients are different mentality, having different mentalities. Different patients have got different kind of functionalities based on their impairments or the disabilities that they have got, and hence the technicians, the nurses, they should know how to deal with this kind of people. They may require different skills to deal with different patients. Welfare of staff is also very important for the HR manager to look after. These nurses, these technicians are working, the doctors are working day and night. I have seen some of the doctors working 72 hours at a stretch with minimal sleep on the sofa or on the chair. They are working in the casualties or in the wards at times. So one has to take care of their welfare also for their day-to-day requirement of tea, coffee, snacks, food at the place where they are working nearby also if required. And because of this, even mental health is a problem, so they have to taken care of, the welfare should be taken care of, the physical health, mental health, and the emotional health of the people also. Role of HR managers, the routine roles in other organizations also are there for the HR people in the hospital, like recruitment, manpower sourcing, then staffing in a particular department based on their expertise, based on their requirement. Then legal research also they have to do, because some of the loss of the land in the form of MTP, say, which is changed now, then PC and PNDT Act. So all those things they should know and they have to comply with when these people come. Manpower management, planning and decisions, decision making is also very important for HRM based on the requirement. Suppose there is a disaster, say due to earthquake, due to fire. Lot of patients are going to come at that time together in the casualty. So it is the HR manager who is going to call the people in the who are staying in the surrounding area, even though they are off the duty, or some of the retired people who are there, they can call in case of emergency to help the hospital so that they can help the other employees of the hospital, other doctors, nurses, etc. of the hospital to take care of the exodus of the people that are coming to the hospital from the site, or they may go to the site and do the triage, etc. of the patients and then accordingly send here. So that role can be taken care of by HR manager in the hospital. Thank you.